About this time, our weekend warrior Anthony Dockrell comes in because the weekend goes by so fast, it's very hard to keep up with what the news is. Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like it's been a while since we did one of these.
It has been, I think.
All right, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, like his integrity, his vision, his credibility, Malcolm Turnbull's been a bit absent from the segment, I have to say. It's fair to say Trump has dominated proceedings, hasn't he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But, you know, this week it's all going to be all about Malcolm.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and on the weekend, Malcolm showed why he's fast losing his standing as the most liked Liberal Prime Minister since 2013. you know, a lot of people are concerned about the fate of 600-odd men on Manus Island right now. You know, our Aussie Gulag has been closed down.
Yes.
And the Australian government's position has been pretty clear on this issue, Nick. Any move that might indicate the presence of some form of humanity is to be avoided.
You can't go throwing humanity around. People expect it every time.
No. And look, meanwhile, 600-odd men, 447, have been formally judged to be refugees.
Right.
So the majority.
Yes. Clear. By far, a very clear majority.
And they sit there in this monument to our inhumanity whilst the locals pillage it and pull it to pieces. On the weekend, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern offered to take 150 of the men. And on Saturday, Bill Shorten indicated that Labor would support the move. You know, perhaps an opportunity for some bipartisan standing here on, you know, what is a very toxic issue in this country.
Yes.
But on Sunday, Turnbull said thanks, but no thanks. He said Australia would concentrate on the plan to resettle them in America.
See, this is just kind of killing me at the moment because, yep. You know, it's a very Aussie thing of like, we don't want you here. We don't want you coming here. New Zealand says we'll help. It's like, no, they're ours. You can't have them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the other thing about it too is like they're saying this is a matter for PNG, and when the offer's on, no, we'll reject that one.
Sorry.
And, you know, the American deal, this was a deal that was done when Obama was the president. So far, 54 people have been settled.
Wow.
54. Trump dislikes the deal and is in no hurry to follow through on it.
No hurry at all.
How appalled are you by this, Nick?
Yeah, remarkably so. Yeah. And yet somehow also deadened to it as well because I've come to expect it from our country.
Kevin Andrews on Sky on the weekend said we should accept the New Zealand offer. So Malcolm, when you find yourself to the right of Kevin Andrews on this issue, I think it's time you reassess your life choices.
Kevin Andrews on
yes.
Sky News
yes.
said...
Yes. But look, Malcolm won't move on this issue. It's no, you know, it's almost a moot point for us to talk about this. You know, this is all about the appearance of strength where there is no strength.
Exactly.
It's about sending a message, not to people smugglers, but to the racist dead heart of our country. It's that sort of black and white.
It is, actually, remarkably so. It is, to me, very much about trying to not lose too many people over to One Nation.
Yeah. And, you know, the message that we're sending is that, look, no matter how bad things are, we won't waver. We won't stop in our course to torture these people so you can pretend we live in a fortress. That's what it's all about.
It is very much all about that.
What a country, Nick. I mean, you know, I'm not just blaming Malcolm. This is not just Malcolm. Malcolm didn't make this stuff up.
Not at all. But he's, you know, done a good job of making sure that the system keeps rolling and grinding through genuine individuals.
Mm. Also on the weekend, he tried to justify his rejection of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island Advisory Body. Malcolm broke the hearts of many Aboriginal people around the country when last week he said no to this. At a joint press conference with the New Zealand PM, Malcolm said, "Our view is that this is not a model that is desirable. And the reason for that is our national representative institutions are based on the proposition that they are open to every Australian." Yes, our parliament is open to all Australians. It's also open to Brits, Kiwis, Italians signed up by their mum. You know, every day Turnbull's government looks more and more like the United Nations. But, of course, that's not the point. The Aboriginal Torres Strait Island Advisory Body was not a third parliament. It was a symbol of sovereignty. And that is why it was rejected.
Now, I've seen a lot of coverage suggesting that in the way he described his rejection, he was demonstrating a fundamentally flawed understanding of what it was meant to be about to begin with.
Yeah. Totally. It was never meant to be a third parliament.
No, that's of course not... it wasn't.
But you know what? He can't accept this because, you know, many of the myths, our institutions, the way we think, it's all based on this crazy idea of terra australis, this empty, unoccupied country that we, you know, claims on behalf of Mother England. You know, the whole enterprise is a lie.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, he, and is Malcolm the person to take a stand on this?
Well, how do I say no?
And can you just imagine the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, I think I just mispronounced her name.
That's fine.
In New Zealand, there are seven Maori seats that actually overlay existing seats. And she said at the press conference, I'm proud that a quarter of our caucus are now made up of Maori representatives. I mean, compare New Zealand to Australia. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. And we can't even, you know, we can't even consider a symbol.
Oh, no.
No. But look, I'm going to end on a slightly more upbeat note.
I don't think we could go any lower, could we?
You know, something to reaffirm our common humanity. Trump landed in Hawaii on the weekend and he was met by some protesters. And one of the protesters held up a sign that said, "Welcome to Kenya." And that made my weekend.
Kudos. Very, very cool. Thank you very much. We will do this again, this time next week. Anthony Dockrell is our weekend warrior, paying attention so that you don't have to.